Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Wayne Cruz is our guest. He's Competitive Enterprise Institute. It's his organization, CEI.org. He's VP of Policy and the Director of Technology Studies at CEI. Wayne, tell us about CEI, please.
Well, CEI, this is our 28th year. We're a regulatory policy advocacy group. We have been focusing on everything from financial issues to insurance to healthcare, FDA themes, the general EPA style rules. We don't do the war. We don't do tax and budget. We focus on regulation. So that's right. Kind of our niche. And every year we do this 10,000 Commandments report. It's kind of a survey of overall trends. But we have staff who are working in all these various areas, focusing on, you know, some of the latest threats and how we deal with them. It's not that there's no regulation. Your choice is always going to be political regulation, or you're going to make sure that that competitive discipline can reign. Now, I don't mean self-regulation, but I mean any company that's misbehaving has got a lot of forces arrayed against it if you unleash them, you know, with competitors, advertisers, Wall Street, consumers. You know,
all right, so we all agree that regulations are not a bad thing. Over-regulation is a bad thing. So have you guys ever come up with a way of identifying how many of the regulations we have are they're obsolete, they're unnecessary, or they actually hurt people more than they help? Have you guys come up with a number like that?
We don't do it directly. You have to, to root a lot of it out. Some of it's obvious. I mean, a lot of the things that EPA is proposing, a lot of the power grabs that happen without any congressional authority, like what FCC does, some of the, even the regrets on, say, the ones who were most in favor of rules like Sarbanes-Oxley and Dodd-Frank, and now are looking for exemptions for small business for those rules. You know, those are the ways that you find out which are bad. We don't tabulate them directly. I wish we did. I hope that could be the price of ours. But the way they get pulled out is you see the backlash from the rules. You witness agency overreach on a regular basis, like with FCC. And then sometimes surveys are done. You know, groups will sometimes do surveys about which rules are the most oppressive. And just for example, in Congress early this year, you know, Darrell Issa solicited comments from trade groups and businesses, small and large, and so forth, on which rules were most in need of rollback. And he got an earful for that. Most of them, not surprising, were environmental rules. And then even though the FDA's Office of Advocacy, there was a program called R3 that I believe it stood for Reduce and Reform Regulation, where small businesses and medium and large businesses could send in their recommendations for rules to roll back. So you have to kind of, you know, go out and pull things together that way. But that sort of makes the point I'm trying to get at. Regulations are a hidden tax. We don't track them in any way like we do overall taxing and spending. And we at least need to tabulate. We just put out a report last week about putting out a regulatory report card from Congress every year that sort of puts a handle on how many rules are coming out, whether they have cost-benefit analysis or not, how many impact small business.
Well, let me ask you a question.
And start to get a handle on it.
Isn't the size of the growth in the size of government connected to the growth in regulations, the promulgating and enforcement of regulations, isn't that a large part of the growth of government?
Oh, sure. Because the spending, the regulatory budget in terms of the spending at the enforcement agencies is up. The independent agencies are more active. New offices have been set up in the wake of Homeland Security and Dodd-Frank, after the Enron scandal and Sarbanes-Oxley. New powers sought at the FDA. You're talking, you know, over 50 major departments, agencies, and commissions that are putting out 3,500 rules a year, with 4,000 in the pipeline at any given time. You know, just quickly, another one of the interesting things happening in November, you know, hit all of this debt commission fight, is it looks like some of the reg flex issues, flexibility for small business, may be back in play. There's a reg flex enhancement act that ought to be on the floor. I'm going to look into it. We can get back on the show and talk about it some in a couple of weeks. But it, as far as I understand, regulatory reform agenda, not talking about the debt commission agenda,
right,
which
right.
obviously is in the driver's seat,
right.
but the reg reform agenda for this coming fall is the RAINS Act and small business regulatory flexibility, which is
right.
wonderful, and then also some Administrative Procedure Act reforms. In other words, some improvements and restraints on the very ways that regulations
I
get
think
promulgated.
I think we need to throw away the scissors and pull out the axe on these regulations. That's how we need to go at regulations. We need to get rid of the scissors and pull out the axe, in my opinion. Start whacking away at these things. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
Wayne Cruz, ladies really and gentlemen, an original member, a 1998 member of our Brain Trust. He's with CEI, CEI.org. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.